The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, friends. This week, I'm going to give you some tips that are going to change your entire life. These are little things that you can do that I've learned recently that are just going to change a whole bunch. So I just got home yesterday from being on tour for almost 2 weeks, and it was amazing. It was literally like the time of my life. But with going on tour and doing everything that I just did, it was like turning the heat up on like a pressure cooker of everything about myself I needed to work through and change and grow. And my whole everything about who I am, how I feel, how I show up has just changed. And so a lot of these things on this list are going to be things that just made very big changes in me. But for everybody who freaked out because I couldn't come to the tour, because I wasn't in your location, summer of 2024, we're doing a 30-show tour. Okay, I'm going to go all over the US and Canada. And then later in 2024, me and my team are negotiating and like talking shit about a Europe tour. Okay, so everybody just hang on, hold your horses, hang on to your britches. But let's get into this video. The first thing on my list of a tip that you can do to change your literal entire life is about having a to-do list for your life and discipline. And when you're goddamn tired and fed up with your life just feeling like a to-do list, I just hit that breaking point and I woke up every day feeling like I just felt obligated and like I had to do this whole list of things and I was just annoyed. It was making me feel drained and tired and I lost my excitement for all the things I was kind of like working toward. And this is how I flipped this. The first thing you're gonna do is get out a sheet of paper or however you like to do it, write it in your phone. List out everything you wanna manifest. And I'm talking every single thing. Little things in your life, whatever it is that you want to experience or have. Make a full list of everything you want to manifest. Then you're going to go look at your to-do list and every single task on your to-do list. If you feel like you're obligated to do it or you feel like you're burning out or you're tired and you don't really want to do it, like everything's kind of lost its excitement, you're going to take every single item on your to-do list and write out the outcome and what you get. Write out the why behind every single thing on your list that you have to do. Look at what you get from it. And what this is going to do is make you see how the actions on your to-do list and the things that you're forcing yourself to do every day are actually contributions and productive steps forward to what it is you want to manifest. Because when you get in this cycle of just doing your to-do lists every day, you forget the bigger picture. You forget why everything needs to be done. And when you're living your life off of a to-do list for too long, you do get to a point where you start bulldozing yourself and you just force yourself to keep taking these actions and doing these things. You lose the excitement behind it and you lose the lust for life. You lose your whole lust for life in general. You'd be ready to, I get it. But I really want you to take the time to do this. Sit down with your to-do list. Every single thing you have to do, write down what you get out of each thing. And like I said, you're in a pattern of bulldozing yourself and just forcing yourself to do certain things. Ask yourself, do I want this outcome? The thing that you get from this task, whatever it is, do I want that? And you get to say yes or no. When you look at what you're getting from it, and then you say, yes, I want to choose that benefit or choose that positive consequence, it makes you feel better about doing it. It's not just a task that needs to be done. You see that you're getting something out of it and it flips the way you look at it in your brain. But like I said before, making the list of all the things you want to manifest before you do this makes you see that each thing on your to-do list is a contribution and getting you closer to these things. So your excitement is going to come back. But take the time and go through every single thing on your list. There is going to be a couple of things that you need to scratch off and just stop doing because you don't want to do them. Ask yourself if you want to do them because of the benefit that you get. And focus on the thing you get, because not every task is fun. Not every task is like, ooh, I want to do that. But if you see the positive and see the contribution of that action toward what you want, you're going to want to do it more. So this is just a big thing that I learned recently and had to do to make myself get excited again and get back on track and just feel better. Because trying to live your life on a to-do list, and when you start feeling like your life is a to-do list, you're not living anymore. So that's the way to kind of get your energy and your hope back up and your excitement for life. Just take the time and go through your whole goddamn list. Trust me. All right, my next tip is about sleep and how to get better sleep. Because when you get into this whole like self-development shit, everybody tells you, you should only use your bed to sleep. You shouldn't do anything else in the bed. Don't get on your phone in the bed. Don't work in the bed. Girl, that's unrealistic. All right, sometimes I wanna lay in the goddamn bed. And people act like you have to set up this association with your brain and laying in your bed means go to sleep. I have a tip that's gonna shortcut that. So you can lay in the bed and play on your goddamn phone if you want to. What I do, and I've done this for over a year, is I have a certain cologne that I spray on my bed and my pillows before I go to sleep. The scent that I use, I'll post it on Instagram or something or Snapchat. The scent that I use is a very comforting and like calming scent for me personally. And I've used the association game and the whole set up neural pathways in your brain shit to trigger falling asleep with scent. You don't have to do it with location only. So if you want to use a song too or a certain like air purifier or like white noise, you want to play something on your phone. If you use your senses to trigger, to tell yourself to go to sleep, when I spray that cologne on the bed, my body associates that with night-night, sleepy time, you go to bed. So don't stress out about playing on your phone in bed or working in bed or doing whatever you want to do. Use a scent to trigger that. And that's something that I do a lot. And I just had to use it a lot on tour, like while I was on the road, because like the rush and the high you get from being on stage, it's sometimes hard to go to sleep. So I brought a cologne with me that I used to spray on the bed. And it like brought that comfort back. Like when I would go to sleep, I would feel like, okay, like I'm calm. It gave me a sense of familiarity and comfort. And I really, really enjoyed that. And this helped me a lot. And it also triggered me to go to sleep and sleep better. So pick a damn scent or a cologne or a perfume or something you like and use that to start associating it with going to bed and stop stressing about the whole can't be in your bed, you can only sleep in the bed. Fuck that. That's unrealistic. Okay, so my next thing I want to talk about, my other little tip, is throw away your idea of how you show up on social media right now. This is something I literally ranted with my sister about yesterday for like 4 hours, because I do not feel like I show up online correctly. You cannot take everything about me and represent it through a picture or a video. I don't look right. The lighting is always fucked. The angles are always bad. I haven't figured out the phone of how to do it right. And everybody at my tour who came, you realize and you got to experience me in person and you realize it's nothing like the damn screen. There is certain energy about people that does not translate onto a phone. The way that I look, how big I actually am, and the space that I take up, my mannerisms, when you see it in person, it's different. When you see me walk in a room, you get a very different energy and it does command the room. And this is something that cannot be translated onto social media. I feel like I look like a dumbass on social media, and it's so frustrating trying to always get myself to show up accurately. What I wanna do is give you the tip of throw it the fuck away. You are a 5D human being. And when you try and represent a 5D thing on a 2D screen, there's a lot that's missing. The people who look best online are 3D people. For 3D people, people who don't have the energy, people who don't have the life and the presence about them, when 3D people try and go to 2D, they look good. They look hot. They can encapsulate who they are because it's all surface level. When you got more depth, when you got more range, when you have more awareness, and you are a presence and people can feel your fucking soul in person, that's not gonna be able to be translated onto a fucking phone. So when you see these people looking all hot and looking all good and having a certain vibe online, that's their vibe. They are superficial. That's all they are, is that image. They're not the substance. So if you feel like you just cannot get yourself to show up accurately online and nothing looks like you, one, look into body dysmorphia, but two, understand you're 5D trying to be 2D. It's not gonna translate. And people that are 3D can easily go to 2D. They look good. That's all they got. But this is something I realized recently with myself, but also the people around me, like the people on my team and my best friend, Alyssa. She is the coolest bitch in real life. Like, her looks do not translate to a screen. Sure, she looks hot online, but her energy, her presence, her mannerisms, her personality in person, She's someone you have to experience in real life to be able to fully appreciate. And so are so many people on my team. Like, these are people who don't have big followings online because you can't translate what they are. You can't encapsulate and represent who they are and everything about them on a 2D fucking phone. And I know a lot of you guys know people who you're like, why are you not famous as hell? Because you know them in real life. They just don't transfer onto a phone. Like, you know when you meet people and they're just larger than life? You cannot take something larger than life and shove it into a little phone screen or a computer screen. It doesn't work. Like, with me, it's kind of like, it's there enough. Like, we get it. But I just want to give you all the tip of throw it the fuck out of your head and understand this about yourself. When you feel like it's not translating right, it's not. And it doesn't mean you don't have it. Like, you don't have the thing. You don't have, like, the status or, like, the ability to be online. Just not all of you can translate online. And that's something I deal with every single day. Every single goddamn day, every time I post anything, it just don't feel like me. When you experience me in real life, I feel confident. I feel better about myself in real life and going around doing shit. And when I post online, it feels weird because I'm like, you don't get the full effect. Does that make sense? So just know, 5D people, we all share the same shit, okay? So throw that insecurity out of your head. With anything online, if you feel better in real life, there you go. That's all you need. Okay, my next random tip is a small little thing. It's about organization, being more organized, and getting rid of clutter. Throw shit the fuck away. Stop hoarding things you don't need and let things go. You need to practice this with objects in your house. You're gonna have to get good at letting go of things and people. And this is a good way to practice that. If you have things in your space and you have things where you live that you don't use, don't like, don't touch, and no longer resonate with, get rid of them. Certain energies are still attached to certain objects. If you no longer resonate with something, or you have something of yourself that was from a certain era and you no longer resonate with that version of you, get rid of it and watch how you set yourself free vibrationally from being held back, tied to things. And I'm not saying get rid of everything. I have a whole, like, memory box of sentimental things that I want to keep forever. I'm talking unnecessary clothes, decor, objects, clutter, bullshit, anything you can just get rid of or donate or give to somebody, get rid of it. If you haven't used it or touched it in the last month, it don't need to be around you. The whole, oh, I might need it. Girl, buy it again. You haven't needed it in so long. And this is such a key thing with organization. When you have less clutter and less to organize, it's easier to organize. It's easier to stay clean. It's easier to feel like you resonate with your space and make your space energetically a match to you now. You have to let go of all the things that are making you a match to old you and old versions of you. You don't want to be, especially people's shit that you have in your place from the past. Old friends, old partners, get rid of it. If you're trying to detach from somebody and get rid of them and, like, fully sever that connection, stop holding on to things that are connecting you to them. Objects hold energy. It's basic science, babe. Basic fucking science. I do want to start speaking a little bit more spiritually in my podcast, and we're going to take it there. We're going to kick it up to that notch because I feel called to it, and the transformations I just had while I was on tour are fully, like yanking me in that direction. So we're going to kick this bitch up. And one more thing with decluttering and getting rid of stuff, since we're talking about vibrations and shit, if you want to be a match to something, you have to have space for it. Okay? So clear out the space of all the old things that you don't want, that no longer serve you and no longer resonate with you, because that opens space for new things to come in and for you to be a match to them. So declutter your shit. Also, the mental clarity that you get, like your external environment, if it's, like, messy and cluttered, you're going to feel more mentally cluttered. Just trust. Just declutter your shit, all right? Okay, my next tip is about lending energy to things and how to quit that shit. You got to see that when something happens in your life, you have the ability to choose to put your focus on it and choose to lend energy into it. And if something bad is happening and you choose to keep lending energy to it when it's not productive, when it goes to shit, it's your fault, babe. So this is something I've learned a few times, but I have a pretty good example from my tour. And it comes to protecting your mental space, your mental energy, and your mental focus. If something is going to derail you, stop putting your focus on it and stop putting your attention on it. Don't lend energy to it. So my example is me and my team. We're getting in the car to go to my first venue for my first show. First goddamn show. They call an Uber. And the Uber driver is the most prissy little fucking sissy ass straight man I've ever met in my life. The most pussy whiny bitch. And I hated being around him and being in that car. And when we got in the car, we were trying to get in. And one of my managers was getting in the front seat. And the guy said something a little mouthy. And I felt the urge of fuck this. I was going to get out of the car, tell him to eat a dick and die, and tell my whole team, we're calling another Uber. We ain't riding with this piece of shit. Just the one little thing he did irritated me so bad, and his energy was so off. I was like, I don't even want to be in the goddamn car with him. But I thought for a second. I sat there for a second. I was like, okay, he said something fucking mouthy. We're on a time crunch. We need to get to the venue. Do I want to lend energy to this? Do I want to make this bigger than it already is? Make this an actual argument by clapping back and doing shit. Like my manager like clapped back a little bit, but I wanted to take it further. I wanted to take it there. But the situation was already like diffused and handled. All I had to do was sit in the car and ride to the venue. And right there is a situation I learned. Don't lend energy to it. He got a pissy little fucking attitude. Okay, what do I need right now? I need to stay calm. I need to keep my mental state clean, protected, and good. I don't need to be doing anything and lending energy to a situation by talking shit or saying something to make this keep snowballing. It stops if I just shut up. The situation is fine. It got handled. And I thought, what do I need? I need to get to my venue, not be pissed off, not be arguing with a dumbass little rat ass, prissy ass Uber. And I need to go out and do my goddamn show and kill it. For me to play the tape forward and look at it like, okay, if I'm just going to sit here and argue with him, what's going to get accomplished? I'm going to be late to the venue. I'm not going to be in a good headspace when I get to the venue. I'm going to be heated and pissed off, and I'm going to be having to calm myself down and then get myself mentally ready for the show. So I just decided this situation is not worth lending any energy into. Sure, I'm going to win the argument. Sure, I'm going to make him look dumb as shit. Sure, I'm going to argue. I'm going to feel better right now. But it's going to remove me from the mindset I need to be in to be able to execute. I don't want to get myself all amped up. It's not worth it. That little piece of shit was not worth lending energy to. You got a bad attitude? Sit there with it. Eat a dick about it. I don't care. I'm focused on what I need to do and keeping my own head right. So I literally just sat in the car, put in my earphones, put a little song, got to the venue, got out, slammed the fucking shit out of that door, and walked up. And I got to maintain my peace in my mind and have my mental state ready. I got to walk up to the venue, go backstage, get situated, and I fucking killed the show because I didn't lend energy to something that was gonna throw me out of the mindset I wanted to be in. Like, protecting your peace is real. And there's times and places to lend energy to things. And then there's times not to. When something you need or you want is on the line, if you are doing something that requires your focus and mental energy, protect that. This little bullshit ain't worth it. It's a bigger picture you need to be focused on. What is going to allow you to be in the mindset you need to be in? Protect that and don't lend energy to things that will sway that and rip you out of it. That's what's valuable. The way that these people behave is not valuable. It doesn't matter. You're a little 5-minute drive in my journey, bitch. I'm about to go do a show that's going to change people's lives. The fuck do I care you got an attitude for? Have it. All right, my next tip is around knowing when to set a boundary. And it's when you feel angry or pissed off. That's a time where it's literally being reflected to you emotionally. A boundary needs to be set up here. Something just happened. So pay attention when you feel angry by something. What boundary needs to be set up here? What just happened? And my example with this is I was at dinner with my team, my sister, and then a couple of my friends who flew in town to come and see me for my show. And I finally had a minute to spend time with the people who spent a fuck ton of money and time coming to see me. And on this tour, I did not have free time. I didn't go out and do things. I didn't like run around and like anything. Like I literally stayed at the hotels, ate at the hotels because we were so busy running so fast, doing so much. I finally had a minute where I was like, let's go to dinner. Let's go prioritize everybody. Let's go to dinner. I want to see my friends. So we go to dinner this one night and we're all sitting there. We're enjoying dinner. And randomly, this woman comes up to me in the middle of us eating and she says, my daughter's over there freaking out over you. I don't know who you are, but will you get up and come take a picture with her? I'm someone who values the people who value me. And I'm someone who loves when people recognize me. Like, I love it. I love to give people my attention and focus and make them happy and say hi and give them a hug. I love to meet the people that I help and the people that I've made an impact on. I cherish that. And without thinking, I literally just got up, walked over, said hi to her daughter. We took a picture. It was cute. It was fun. And when I was walking back to the table, I was pissed the fuck off. I was so fucking goddamn mad. I literally went back to the table, sat down, and was so pissed off. And I was like, wait, Leo, why the fuck are you so mad? What is wrong here? Like, what boundary needs to be set up? The thing I needed to set a boundary around was taking myself into consideration. I fully did not check in with myself at all. I did not say, Leo, do you want to get up right now? Can we meet them when we leave? Can we do something else? I just immediately had someone come over to me and discarded myself entirely and just jumped up and went to go give them an experience. And what really pissed me off was me discarding myself and not even asking myself, do I want to get up right now? I fully interrupted my dinner with everyone around me and everyone I was spending time with. I like discarded them and I discarded me just because someone wanted to say hi and take a photo. I was so mad at myself that I did that. So I learned and realized in that situation, the boundary that needs to be set up is if I'm out enjoying dinner or doing something, if someone comes up to me, I will 100% take a picture with you. But I will say, I'll meet you when I go to leave. If you want to take a picture, I'll meet you at the front of the restaurant when I go to leave. Whenever we get up to walk out, I will gladly take time and talk to you and take photos with you. But I'm not going to interrupt my dinner. That is something so fucking small and such a small boundary that anger revealed to me. And it made me feel better because I'm never going to go into a situation again where I'm pissed off at myself and I'm mad that I just fully like discarded everybody I was with and was inconsiderate and also inconsiderate of myself. I didn't even consider me. I just fully got up and ran to make other people feel good and feel happy. That's not how I operate. I always consider myself, the people I'm with, and other people. And when I just jumped up and didn't, it like woke me the fuck up because I paid attention to that anger. Whenever you feel anger, a new boundary needs to be set up. It's not that I'm an asshole because people come up to me and I don't just interrupt myself and go up to them and make my night about them. I'm not doing that fucking shit no more. And if I'm an asshole for it, so fucking be it. I love the people who support me and I always make sure everybody gets a good experience and I'm very sweet and caring to everybody. But this experience made me realize you gotta be the same way toward you too, because this is not gonna work. And I really wanted to point this out because a lot of you need to take yourself into consideration with things like this too. That was just my example, but however it just hit you how it needed to. And for you to set up a boundary with yourself, to consider yourself and other people and find something to make it work for both of you and not just throwing yourself away for them. If you're an asshole for that, so fucking be it. We're assholes together.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
All right, now my last tip that I have, a little tip. This is a really big way I discovered how to find comfort, find motivation, find a boost, and find a little bit more excitement for things that I do. Different completely than the first one I talked about with the to-do list. Do that. But also, this is getting tapped into your spirit guides, the universe, or God. Whatever you believe in, whatever you pray to, whatever you talk to, whatever you believe in, I want you to start actively and intentionally calling in for support and guidance when you need it. So with anything you do, if you feel a little bit tired or worried or scared or unsure, or you just feel like you need a little bit of support or comfort, call in and ask what you believe in to help you and support you and guide you. I have a very tight relationship with my spirit guides, and I've been very detached from my spiritual aspects of life that I've used to feel very connected to. I'm getting back in tune, and this shit's hitting me upside the head, and I love it. But with my spirit guides, I literally will call them in and ask them for help with anything that I need. And a couple of examples of the ways you can do it. The ways that I do it is whenever I'm going through something and I need to let something go, I will call in and ask my spirit guides to come in, bring me thoughts, ideas, experiences, and awareness that is going to help me let go of this thing, whether it's a person or an experience. If you feel like you need to just let go of something or move past something, call that in. Ask for the support and the guidance to find a way to let it go. And then as you just walk about your day and go through things, you're gonna have random thoughts. You're gonna have random experiences, and you're gonna have new like explanations or synchronicities or angel numbers pop up that are gonna guide you in the direction of the thing that you're looking for. So if you wanna let something go or let someone go, call in and ask for support with what you believe in. If you wanna ask God, ask God. But make whatever you believe in an integral part of what you do and the intention that you set. Ask for the support. Ask for the guidance. Ask for the awareness. Ask for the experiences that are going to lead you to whatever breakthrough you need or whatever thing you want to achieve. And the biggest thing this gives you is relief from the feeling of being alone and feeling like you have nothing and no one kind of like backing you or helping you or supporting you. You can call in on this support, and when you just verbally say it, you're gonna feel a shift in yourself, and you're gonna feel a lot more like lifted and boosted. And it even can be as simple as like asking for like the strength to go to the gym or go do a task you need to do, go exercise, whatever it is you need to do. Ask for the support, ask for the guidance, be like, come with me. Be like, literally, I invite my spirit guides everywhere I go. They get pissy if I don't. But I literally will be like, all right, come to the gym with me. If I gotta go, you gotta go too. And you're gonna help me feel motivated on the way. You're gonna play a good song. I'll put on a shuffle. You could pick the song, girl. But just saying, come with me, makes you feel comforted. It sounds insane, but that's the part of spirituality. You have to walk the line of psychosis. It's a very fine line. But just using your words to intentionally bring something about and call something in. Bitch, words are spells. Be careful with what you say, but also become intentional with what you say. So when you call things in or ask for things, understand that they're coming and you're gonna feel it. Like, just pay attention to how you feel when you ask for a certain guidance or a certain piece of awareness or a certain experience that's gonna give you certain awareness. Literally just ask for it like that. This is how I lived my life for a lot of time before the last couple of months. And it's like the last 2 months, I was going through a lot of shit and I got detached from my spiritual side. And I started to feel very lost and like weird and just not good. Everything was just like, bleh. But like the more I've reconnected over the past few weeks, month, it's been a minute. I've been reconnecting for a minute, but I just feel this all again so strongly. And that's why I want to talk about it, because I experienced doing it the first time, living that way for a while, living without it. And now I'm living with it again. And I can fully sit here and tell you this shit goddamn works. So call in what you need, call in support, call in ideas, call in whatever you want. But what I want you to get is a lot of this spiritual and religious stuff is just different names. It's all the same shit. And what you're asking of your spirit guides and the universe and God is the same things you're asking of yourself. It's like you're just calling in and setting intention for how you want your life to go. So set the damn intention. If you want certain awareness, you want certain help, you want to let go of things, you want to achieve things, call it in. Ask for it and ask who you believe in to help you. And for a long time, the only thing that I could ask and feel like I believed it was my soul, my higher self. I would ask my higher self for things because I didn't trust no spirit guide. I didn't trust the universe. That bitch fucked me over. I was like, no, I was like, I got my soul. I've got me. So I can ask that. And then the more I tapped into it and tuned into it, the more it repaired a lot of my relationship with spiritual concepts. And here we are. But I do want to do a full podcast episode about spirit guides eventually, because that shit's insane. But that's all my little tips I have for now. Just random things I realized, like small little things that made a very big impact on my life. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you liked it, leave it a thumbs up. Leave me a comment if you're on YouTube. And if you're listening to the audio version on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, leave me 5 stars rating. And also get excited for the summer tour, because that's coming. I'll post more details later. It's just January. But I wanted to tell you guys about it, because a lot of people were mad at me. They was like, hate DMing me. Fuck you. You didn't come to New York. Side note about New York. I'm getting the fuck out of LA. I'm moving out of LA. Okay? I'm going for a long trip. I'm booking a one-way flight to New York very soon. And I don't know when I'm coming back or if I'm coming back. I am getting the hell out of LA. Everything in me is telling me to leave. I'm listening. Okay. But aside from that, I will leave everything you need for me in the description. My app, my social media, Snapchat, Instagram, all the stuff you need. Also, my new clothing line, the Chronically Unimpressed Collection. I'll leave that in the description. And with that being said, everybody be safe, take care of yourself, and I will talk to you guys next Sunday.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.